Welcome, welcome, welcome to July 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Listen. 1931, Invasion of the Grasshopper. According to blogpestcontrol.com, grasshoppers are famous for swarming and devouring miles of crops along the way. This usually happens as part of the mating drive, when certain conditions cause their wings and jaws to grow, making them into hungry eating machines. They fly farther and eat more as a result. The 1931 swarm landed in the heartland of South Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa in July. There were so many grasshoppers that they blocked out the sun and ate the crops right down to the ground. People had to use shovels to scoop up dead grasshoppers off the ground. This swarm was particularly bad because it occurred in the midst of the Great Depression and Dust Bowl, placing even more hardship on a strained nation. 1799, happy birthday Isaac Babbitt from Somerville, Massachusetts. He was a goldsmith who invented a low-friction, tin-based metal alloy in 1939 that we use in engine bearings to this day. 1775, Congress establishes the U.S. Post Office. I'd like to talk about this, but the line's too long and they're about to close. No, seriously. Before the Revolution, mail traveled between American colonies and England. It could take months, and it didn't happen very often. The post office was organized by Ben Franklin and William Goddard. Franklin was instrumental in coming up with more efficient routes from Florida up to Maine, actually the origins of Route 1. Also made mail going back and forth between New York and Philadelphia much quicker. 1947, Truman signs the National Security Act. So, this did three things to reorganize America's military protection. First, it united the Navy Department and War Department under a new Department of Defense. This would manage the nation's military. Second, it established the National Security Council, which was used to gather intelligence for the president's briefings. Third, it established the CIA, or Central Intelligence Agency, which would not only gather intelligence, but also run covert missions in foreign countries. 1984, Ed Gein dies of heart failure in the geriatric ward in prison. This guy was so sick that even Norman Bates,
"Are you really my mother?"
Leatherface, and Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter were saying, "Damn, that guy's sick." Seriously. The movies Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Silence of the Lambs were based, in part, by this guy who was so obsessed with his dead mother, he would skin ladies that looked like her. And yes, he would eat them too. Ed Gein. In jail, he was very hospital actually, he never argued. They called him a prison guard's dream come true. So nice on the outside, but so incredibly deranged on the inside. 2 happy birthday shoutouts. 1959, happy birthday Kevin Spacey. Wonder if he'd make a great president someday. And in 1964, happy birthday Sandra Bullock. And finally, 2012, two people are charged with attempting to extort $500,000 from Stevie Wonder over a video that portrays this Grammy-winning musician in a negative light. They pleaded not guilty, and next September they would change their pleas to no contest and were sentenced to time served. And that's it for July 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thank you for listening.